In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Anthony's with me. Today we're going to talk about the glory of God, the presence of God. I want you to know that we have been made for the presence of God, and also that when that presence fills the church, you don't have to invite people. They know something is happening. I'll never forget at Holy Rosary, every Sunday night we used to gather, and the power of God came upon us and the presence of God, and people came from everywhere to join in the worship because they were in need of the presence of God. When the presence of God falls, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Healing, deliverance, anything can happen. And you know, we are in need of the presence of God. And you might say, how does it come? First of all, by worship. We sing praise songs. Praise songs. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And so, has made. Let us rejoice. And be glad in him.
And be glad in him.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in him. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And you for half an hour you sing praise songs. And then you go into the worship songs. Alleluia. And so on. And the presence of God begins to fall. I remember at a service, I started to sing, "You're the apple of my eye." And as I sang that, "You're the apple of my eye," this woman that was there, I didn't know her. She was completely filled with God. She couldn't move. The heavy presence of God was on her. She couldn't move. And it changed her life. It changed your life. This is real. How we need God's presence. How we need God's presence. Let's look what the scripture says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. When Solomon had ended his prayer, listen now, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. There was so much presence of God that they couldn't do anything. The only thing they could do is get on their faces. How we need that today. People are looking for that today. And you know, if we don't give it to them, they'll go looking elsewhere. Like they'll call the hotline of Madame Fufu. 1-800-GO-TO-HELL. Oh, yes. That's what they're looking for, the presence of God. They don't even know that they're looking for it, but it's real. It's absolutely real. When all the people of Israel saw the fire come down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed down to the pavement, see, with their faces to the ground. Oh, yes, their faces to the ground. Why? And they worshipped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." The Lord is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. We would go to the espousal, and the presence of God would come upon us. People would be healed, delivered, blessed. Again, you don't have to invite people when the presence of God is falling. They tell each other, something's happening at the espousal. Something's happening at Holy Rosary. And people would come from everywhere, even from Connecticut and places like that, because they were hungry for the presence of God. Oh, yes, how we need the presence of God. How we need that God would fill us with his presence. Once the presence came with the smell of an apple orchard, oh yes, it was the fragrance of Crod in the Holy Rosary, just so beautiful. How we need God to give us his presence. And you know, he does if we want it, if we're hungry for it. Listen to this from Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, in other words, it's historical, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphim were in attendance above him. Each had six wings, and two that covered their faces, two that covered their feet, and two they flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, 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 the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Oh, yes. It's again the glory of God. How we need that God would give us the glory of God so that we would be filled with that presence. This is real. People tell me sometimes when we're preaching that the presence of God comes upon them. Yes. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Anthony, share with us about your experience with the presence of God.
The greatest present I have ever received is God's presence. When I receive that, Father Tom just spoke about smelling apples in the glory of God. That happened again at Days of Glory while we were worshiping and praising the Lord. Maria began to smell apples. And Katie said it's because you are the apple of God's eyes. You know, in the presence of God, you realize the truth of how good is God. You know, we can read about God's love, but until we encounter it in God's presence, I truly didn't understand it. So this is for you. If you've never experienced it, you know, sometimes we're given the amount we seek. We need to all lean into God. I learned about the praise and the worship. You can be at a conference or you can be at your house. You know, God birthed you in a time where there's the internet, where you have access to so many, any song you want, any preacher, any sermon, anything you want. God has born you at a time that you have access to all of this. And we want to utilize it to the fullest measure. So you can put in your favorite worship song. I don't care if it's a Catholic hymn, you know, a contemporary Christian song. The Lord uses everything. And as our praises go up, heaven descends. You know, as your praises goes up, heaven comes down. And in the heaven is the glory, but in God's presence we are healed. You know, Lord, just release your presence right now. In the presence you feel how loved you are. God just wants you to know that he wants you to experience him. You know, but God, he's so loving that for us to love him, he gave us free will. And we have free will to experience his love. So to experience that love, we need to lean into him. We need to push into him. You know, we can meditate on the word. Everything is a grace in the spiritual life, so ask God to give you the grace. But, you know, let me just give you some testimonies. Better than I can preach, I guess. I can tell you some of the times the presence of God had invaded me in my life. There's one time we went to Hampton Beach, me and my friend Ryan, who's now Brother Theophilus, because God called him to be a monk. And we were just preaching, and we had a couple of girls, Nellie and Jasmine, and I was letting them sing praise and worship, because I don't have the anointing of Father Tom. You don't want to hear me sing. But we just set up the speaker right outside on the stage at Hampton Beach, and we just sang and we preached and the presence of God fell. We could feel the presence of angels, you know, and the whole atmosphere was taken over. Pretty soon people came and they were getting prayer. They received it. God led two people over who were on their honeymoon, and they had met because this man was evangelizing on the street, and his new wife was walking by, and he told her about the love of God. And after a year, they got married, and they happened to be there at that exact time. And she testified how she suffered a lot of abuse when she was younger, and she didn't understand that God could ever love her. And she had gone to church, but she had never truly experienced the presence of God. But when the man prayed for her and the love of God fell on her, she was healed. She was healed because we are what we encounter. And when we encounter the love of God, we become love. You know, we were doing the same thing outside in Beverly, outside an abortion clinic. And, you know, we were just praying the rosary, and we were just worshiping the Lord. And, you know, when some people walked over, at first they were counter-protesters. And, you know, they said, you know, my body, my choice, whatever they wanted to say. And at first they were kind of nasty with us. But when someone reviles you, you love on them harder. So after experiencing the love of God on us, you know, they might not have come into full agreement or understanding in what we were saying, but they were touched by the Lord. And then the girls started to praise and worship again. And in this praise and worship, a few ladies came over, and she gave her life to the Lord. She gave sinner prayer. I prayed for her, and the Holy Spirit came upon her, the presence of God. And as soon as I laid hands and started praying in tongues, she just fell out in the Spirit and was resting in the Spirit with angels above her. Then the police officers came, because someone called the police, and he goes, I heard we were having a karaoke event for Jesus. And I said, that's right, sir. I was like, God bless everything you do. Can I pray for you? He was looking at the woman laying on the ground, and she's like, what's wrong with her? I told her nothing. You know, Jesus is healing her. There's angels above her. Can I pray for you? He told me, absolutely not. Don't touch me. But not because he didn't like God, but the power of God, it will shake us up. And the fire of God will consume everything not of the Lord. So God, just release that fire. God's telling me one more testimony. I said this before, but this is the best testimony I can witness for the love of God. On Halloween in Salem, I was preaching over tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people. And, you know, I was standing in between two separate preachers who were, they were preaching the word of God, but they were preaching condemnation and everyone was going to hell. And sin, and you know, God bless him, it's in the Bible, but the truth is, I'm not the judge, you're not the judge, we are not the judge. We're just led to preach the love of God and let the Holy Spirit bring people to repentance, not us. But because we're all sinners, I'm too much of a sinner to tell anyone they're going anywhere. But I tell them what Jesus did for them in the love of God. And there was a man dressed up as Satan, and he had a sign that said, free hugs for Satan. And he kind of stood in front of me because I had the speaker. All you could hear is praise and worship, the atmosphere of heaven. And, you know, he was standing in front of me and everyone was coming in front of me because I had a life-size Jesus divine mercy image. And they were taking pictures in front of, like, the Jesus poster and me. But God knows what he's doing because they think, you know, little do they know, they think it's a joke, but I know that God's bringing every person who needs prayer the worst right to me. And, you know, I just loved on him, and I preached the Christ love and what he did. And, you know, nothing negative. And after 45 minutes, a man dressed as Satan turned around, and he took his helmet, he took his, you know, his head off, his costume head. He told me, man, I'm sorry. I'm not doing this to offend you. I mean no offense. You know, I actually did this as a rebuke to the other preachers, but I've never heard the love of God preached. I've never heard this message, and what you're saying is amazing. And I told him, it's not what I'm saying. This is a heart that Jesus has for you. This is how much Jesus loves you. He wants to encounter you right now. And in front of thousands, hundreds of people, I got a witness that this man, he's a child of God. He was created by God, and he's my brother, and I'm going to be praying for him. And I love on him. And the man let me pray for him. And he took a rosary. And not only was he changed that day by the love of God, but everyone witnessing that was. Because in the love of God, truly, everything is possible. And that goes for you as well.
The presence of God is holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. And you respond to the presence of God by falling on your face, not by standing up, because standing up, you can't stand when the presence of God comes. You're just on the carpet with your face on the ground because you are encountering a holy God. We need to know that God is holy. And I don't mean to know in your head. I mean to know in your heart that God is holy. That he is other than us. And he decided to become one of us so that we might become holy. Holiness is not taught. It's caught as we pray. It's caught. Holiness is not taught. You cannot teach holiness, but you can catch it where the presence of God is falling. I told you the story yesterday about the young man that heard me speak from WROL, and he cried and wept, and he came to the espousal. What do you think he brought him to the espousal? He experienced the presence of God. Oh, yes. Why have we built all these churches so that the presence of God could fill them? So that people would come to know, love, and serve God. That's why we build churches, that we can worship together. I tell you, at Mass, the presence of God comes, but you cannot be quick. You've got to do it with great devotion. The presence of God comes when we are devoted to the Mass and what God is doing. Do you know that at Mass, angels are always there? They're angels that are worshiping the Lord. Wherever Jesus is, the angels are. Do you know that today? Jesus is with you today. He is in you if you have surrendered. And angels are with you today. Oh, yes, how we need the ministry of angels. We would have no Christ if Gabriel did not say to Mary, you will conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. I tell you, we need the ministry of angels. We need the ministry of angels. You know what St. Francis said? If I saw an angel and a priest, the one I would greet and kiss his hands would be the priest. And he said, why? Because he gives us Jesus as Eucharist. That's St. Francis. Great and awesome man of God. One of his monks wanted to know, I should say friars, wanted to know how he prayed. So he waited to the middle of the night, and he knew Francis would be on his knees. And Francis was there in the presence of God saying, my God and my all. That's all he kept on saying. And the presence of God filled that place. And I think the man that went to see Francis got filled with the presence of God. Oh, yes, we need the presence of God. And anything can happen when the presence is there. Oh, yes, anything can happen. Limbs can grow. You say, that's impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. Even though I've not seen it, I know God can do that. I believe one of the miracles in Lourdes is that a lady's limbs grew. Look it up, if I'm not mistaken. Limbs can grow. Depression goes. Fear goes. Torment goes. How we need the awesome presence of God in a real and awesome way. And it comes to worship. Worship. Alleluia. 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 Fill the temple with your glory. You're the temple. Fill the temple with your glory. Fill the temple with your glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. We were made for the presence of God. Not only are we human, but we were made to experience the divine. We were made for that. That's why Jesus came, so that we could become partakers of the divine nature in Christ. That's real. That's real. That's why Jesus came, so that we would know the presence of God and experience the presence of God. That's why Jesus came. He didn't only come to forgive our sins. He came to make us whole and holy. Whole because he took our sicknesses on the cross, and holy by his presence. That's what it's all about.
Where Jesus is, the angels follow. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you release your presence. Release the Shekinah glory upon everyone listening. You know, as Father Tom preaches about the presence and the glory, it begins to fall. As he was singing, you were receiving an impartation from heaven. I can see just glory falling upon all of you right now. So Lord, just release your fire. Release a river of life into the people's car. Karo kubaske. Lord, release healing. Right now, the Lord's healing migraines. Migraines are being broken in Jesus' name. Sana mare namako. Yeah, as we preach about Jesus in the presence, angels are coming upon you right now. Your car is filling with the liquid love of God. You know, this is a foretaste of heaven, but it can be encountered. It can be encountered on this earth by giving your will, your surrender, your yes to Jesus. Jesus wants you to be a yes man for him. Everything Jesus wants you to ask you to do, all he wants is your yes. Trust is the vessel which all graces are given. Do you trust in yourself, or do you trust in Jesus today? You know, the love of God casts out all fear. Are you fearful? Are you fearful about the virus? Are you fearful about your bills? Are you fearful about anything of this world? We're living in a messed up world. The only answer is to experience the love of God, because God's word, which never comes out void. And that love of God that's falling on you right now drives out all fear. In the love of God, there is no fear. In the love of God, there are no questions. In the love of God, there is no insecurity. There is no pain. There is no suffering. In the love of God, there's only joy. And there's trust and there's surrender. So Lord, just impart that love of God, that presence of God, like you've done for many of your children in the Bible. you did for me, for Father Tom, for everyone at Days of Glory. Everyone listening is your child too, Lord. Just give them that encounter right now so they can go deeper with you, so they can know the depths of your goodness, of your love, how much they are loved, that God knows every freckle on your face and every hair on your head, that if you are the only person on this earth, Jesus would have went on that cross for you alone, that without you, Jesus cannot complete everything he wants to do on this earth, that your soul has so much value, not because of what house or car you drive, but because you are a beautiful, unrepeatable masterpiece, that what people have spoken over your life is not the truth. The truth is what I'm telling you, what I am speaking over your life right now, that you are loved, that you are made in perfection, that God has used every moment of your life, good, bad, and indifferent, to draw you to himself. That you do not choose God. He chose you to hear this. And he chose you before eternity was ever created. He chose to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Jesus was with the apostles. They walked with him every day. But Jesus told them, it's better that I go, because I'm going to be sending down the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. Imagine, Jesus told the apostles, it's better. What you have received in the Holy Spirit is better than having Jesus walk next to them, because you have God within you.
I want you to turn to, for your home lesson, the 17th chapter of St. Matthew, the Transfiguration of the Lord. I want you to see what happens to Peter, James, and John. They fall on their faces. They're afraid because they're experiencing Jesus, really the resurrection, the foretaste of the resurrection. It's all real. It's all real. When you receive Holy Communion, it's the presence of God. Yeah. It's Jesus Christ. Know that today, that God wants you to receive the Eucharist and experience his presence. Matthew 17. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.